Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Cedar Falls man is in the Sarogordo County Jail after being accused of committing multiple acts of child sex abuse over a decade ago. 42-year-old Isaiah Weber is charged with four counts of second-degree sexual abuse, each charge a Class B felony punishable by up to 25 years in prison. A criminal complaint filed by Mason City Police July 31st alleged that Weber committed sexual abuse to a child under the age of 13 on multiple occasions between June 2010 and December 2013. Weber was arrested on a warrant on Thursday and transported to the Sarogordo County Jail in Mason City, where he's being held on $50,000 cash-only bond. Weber is due in Sarogordo County District Court for a preliminary hearing August 15th. A man convicted of assaulting an 11-year-old boy in Des Moines last year is now facing probation revocation following his latest arrest in northeast Iowa. Olwine police took 32-year-old Dominic Folks of Olwine into custody Wednesday morning on a Polk County warrant for original charges of child endangerment and domestic assault. According to court records, Folks was convicted in Polk County in August of last year for child endangerment, an aggravated misdemeanor, and domestic abuse assault, a simple misdemeanor. The charges stemmed from his arrest in March of 2024 after he allegedly pushed his then-pregnant girlfriend and struck her in the face at a Des Moines hotel. During that altercation, he also hit an 11-year-old boy in the face with a closed fist. Folks was placed on 2 years probation. However, after Folks was arrested by Olwine police on July 25th for third-degree criminal mischief and aggravated misdemeanor, a probation violation report was filed in Polk County and a warrant was issued for his arrest. He's now scheduled for a probation revocation hearing August 25th in Polk County District Court. In that July 25th arrest in Olwine, Folks is accused of entering the residence of his girlfriend and tossing some of her belongings out of a window. Police say it appears he broke a window to gain entry into the residence, during which Folks suffered a cut and left a trail of blood in the home. The victim also told law enforcement that Folks called her before the break-in and threatened to commit the same actions. OPD says Folks admitted to the alleged crimes. Folks is now back in the Polk County Jail in Des Moines, held without bond. A North Iowa man originally charged with sexual abuse has now pleaded guilty to a lesser charge. A criminal complaint says Hampton police received a report on October 5, 2024, of a sexual assault that had taken place with a juvenile victim reporting she was assaulted by a known male. The complaint says 43-year-old Lucino Castillo of Hampton admitted to sexually assaulting the victim, and he was originally charged with third-degree sexual abuse, a felony. Castillo was scheduled for trial tomorrow in Franklin County District Court. However, court records show that on Thursday, he filed a written plea of guilty to a lesser charge of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse and aggravated misdemeanor. As part of the plea deal, prosecutors are recommending a 2-year prison sentence and any restitution requested by the victim, with Castillo scheduled to be sentenced August 21st. One person was killed in an accident involving farm equipment in northeast Iowa. KCRG reports that Blackhawk County Sheriff's deputies responded to a single vehicle rollover involving farm equipment shortly before 4 p.m. Friday afternoon. The accident occurred in the 11,000 block of South Canfield Road, about 15 miles southeast of Waterloo. Upon arrival, law enforcement found a person unconscious and attempted emergency procedures. However, that person was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials have not confirmed their identity, and the incident is under investigation. LaPorte City Police and Fire Departments, Mercy One Ambulance, and University of Iowa Air Care also responded to the scene. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach of Floyd and Mitchell Counties are hosting a farmland leasing meeting tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Schwartz Rock Community Center on the Floyd County Fairgrounds. The annual meeting is offered to address questions that landowners, tenants, or other interested individuals have about leasing farmland. The 2025 annual survey of cash rental rates for Iowa farmland shows that rates decreased on average by 2.9% in 2025 to $271 per acre. This is the first decline in cash rents since 2019, after a peak of $279 per acre the previous 2 years of the survey. Topics tomorrow include land values, market outlook and cash rent trends, cost of production, methods for determining a fair rental rate, legal updates regarding leases and communicating with tenants or landowners. Farm management field specialists will also address common questions when a lease is impacted by a farm estate or succession plan. Ann Johans, program specialist at ISU Extension and Outreach, notes more than half of Iowa's farmland is rented, and strong landlord-tenant relationships are important for the long-term viability of Iowa's valuable farmland. The workshop is designed to assist landowners, farm tenants, and other agribusiness professionals with current issues related to farmland ownership, management, and leasing arrangements. Each registrant will receive a 100-page workbook with resources regarding land leasing agreements. Pre-registration is encouraged by contacting ISU Extension and Outreach in Floyd County at 641-228-1453 or Mitchell County at 641-732-5574. You can also register online at xfloyd@iastate.edu. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.